Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called "Atlassian Sacked 1600 People and Blamed AI: What It Really Means."
And if you've been following those headlines, you've probably had a reaction, because on the surface, it sounds like confirmation of every fear people have about AI and jobs.
Right. But Brett's argument is that the headline is actually misleading, and what's really going on is something more calculated. He calls it AI washing.
Which is a term worth unpacking, because it's the key to the whole piece.
So AI washing is using AI as a convenient, sophisticated-sounding excuse for what are, in reality, just standard cost-cutting measures. Atlassian fired 1,600 people. WiseTech, a few weeks earlier, showed 2,000 people the door. Both CEOs publicly linked the cuts to AI.
And Atlassian CEO Mike Cannon-Brookes was explicit. He said, and this is a direct quote, "It would be disingenuous to pretend AI doesn't change the mix of skills we need. That's not vague press release language."
No, it's one of the most respected tech leaders in the world on a global stage saying, AI made us do this. And Brett's point is that the playbook has now been written. You're going to see it used again and again across every industry.
What I find interesting is the contrast with how companies used to handle layoffs. The old approach was to bury it in corporate speak, restructuring for growth, realigning workforces. Everyone knew what it meant, but nobody said it plainly.
Now they're saying the quiet part out loud, and AI gives it a veneer of inevitability. It sounds forward-thinking. It sounds strategic. Firing people is no longer positioned as a sign of a struggling business. It's a bold step into the future.
Which is clever PR, and it works on stock markets. But Brett makes the point that this creates a real problem inside your own business. Your team reads the same headlines.
Exactly. Your people see Atlassian stock price jump after the announcement. Then they walk into the office and hear you talking about new AI tools to drive efficiency. The conclusion they draw is simple. The gains are not for them.
And that's where it becomes a trust problem, not just for big tech companies, but for every business owner rolling out AI tools right now. If your team thinks productivity gains are just the justification for the next round of cuts, every AI conversation becomes loaded with suspicion.
Brett calls it a cancer in company culture, and it stifles exactly the behavior you need. No one is going to suggest a more efficient way of working if they think it'll make their own role redundant.
And your best people, the proactive ones who have options, they don't sit around and wait to see what happens. They update their CVs and leave. You end up handing your top talent directly to your competitors.
Here's where the data gets really interesting. Because while Atlassian and WiseTech are using AI as cover for cuts, the Lloyds Bank report, based on a survey of thousands of UK businesses, tells a completely different story. 87% of businesses surveyed are seeing significant productivity surges from AI. 48% are reporting higher profits as a direct result.
So AI is not some job-destroying force by its nature. That's the core of Brett's argument. The technology is not the variable. Leadership intent is.
Which is a line that stuck with me. The same tool can build your business or be used as cover to cut it. It entirely depends on how leadership chooses to frame and deploy it.
So what does Brett say you should actually do instead?
He says the answer is not to back away from AI. The Lloyds data makes that case clearly, but the how matters enormously. His answer is radical, uncomfortable transparency.
Get in front of your team now, before fear and suspicion take root, with a crystal clear vision for how AI will actually be used in your business. And that vision has to be about augmenting your team, making them faster, better, and more valuable than they were before, not about cutting headcount.
The practical approach Brett lays out is to use AI for the grunt work, the repetitive data entry, the admin, the report generation, the stuff that drains people's energy and nobody finds meaningful. Free your people up for high-value, creative, relationship-driven work that a machine can't touch.
And invest in upskilling. Actually put training on the calendar. Words are cheap, and your team will judge your intent by your actions, not your all-hands speeches.
He also makes a pointed observation about language. Say clearly what you mean. We're using AI to free you up for higher value work. Don't hide behind corporate speak. Specificity builds trust. Vagueness breeds fear.
And Brett gives you the anchor for all of it. 87% productivity surges, 48% profit uplift. That's the story your business should be writing, not the Atlassian one.
My one thing this week? Audit where AI helps rather than replaces. Map the repetitive, low-value tasks in your business. Those are your AI targets. The judgment calls, the client relationships, the creative work, those stay human.
Mine is simpler. Have the conversation. Don't wait until your team reads another headline and fills in the blanks themselves. Get ahead of it with a clear and honest position.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on all of it, including a full breakdown of what to do this week.
And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too, worth doing before someone else writes the headline for you.